Welcome to Instant Trivia, the podcast where we serve up the creme de la creme of trivia on the internet. Buckle up, folks, this is episode 1114, and we're ready to get your brain gears grinding. Let's dive into the first round. The category, what do you mean? Here's question number one. In the ER, doctors request immediate action by using this four-letter Latin abbreviation. Any medics out there? If you answered stat, you're absolutely correct. In medical terms, stat is derived from the Latin word statum, which means immediately. Next question, number two. In the realm of restaurants, this number signifies all gone. Any foodies know this one? The correct answer is 86. In restaurant slang, when an item is 86ed, it's off the menu. Question three, coming your way. When paired with up, this term for a small house is slang for cohabitation without the formality of marriage. Can you guess the answer? The answer is shack. So if you're shacked up, you're living together out of wedlock. Now for question four. This term, stemming from Latin for chest, refers to a pen used for small animals like rabbits. If you said hutch, then you're right on the money. On to the last question of this round. Manic depression is another term for this disorder, characterized by mood disturbances. That's right, the answer is bipolar disorder. Time to shift gears for round two, folks. The category, TV medical shows by hospital. Question one. Seattle Grace Hospital is the setting for which popular TV show? Yes, it's Grey's Anatomy. Well done, TV buffs. Moving on to question two. St. Eligius is the name of the hospital in which classic medical drama? That's right. The answer is St. Elsewhere. And now question three. Princeton Plainsboro Teaching Hospital is the central location in which medical mystery series? If you guessed House MD, you're absolutely right. Let's go to question four. Which comical medical series is set in the fictional Sacred Heart Hospital? That's right, the show is Scrubs. And question five. In the 1980s, which TV medical drama was set in San Francisco Memorial Hospital? Yes, the correct answer is Trapper John, MD. Ready to switch it up for round three? The category, TV's middle child. Here's question one. Francis and Dewey were the brothers of this kid in the middle. Any sitcom fans in the house? Absolutely right. The answer is Malcolm. Now for question two. Kris Griffin is this animated show's awkward and clueless middle child. Can you guess the show? Right you are. The answer is Family Guy. Question three. Oh my goodness, he's the middle child in the McCormick family on South Park. Any ideas? Yes, the answer is Kenny. Let's move on to question four. Brother to Erica and Adam, and occasionally dropping some rap verses, Barry is the middle kid on this 1980s set sitcom. What's the show? That's right, the show is The Goldbergs. Final question of this round. Mallory Keaton was older sister to Jennifer and younger sister to Alex on this 1980s sitcom. Can you remember the show? Good job, the answer is Family Ties. Let's move into the fourth round. The category, authors' names. Question one. Born Józef Korzeniowski, this author ventured into the heart of darkness writing in English. Who is he? If you guessed Joseph Conrad, you nailed it. On to question two. Before this author of Western novels dropped the first name Pearl, he was known for a lovely shade of tile flooring. Who is he? Great job if you guessed Zane Grey. Now for question three. Born Marguerite Johnson, the author of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings adopted this name during her stint as an exotic dancer. What's the name? That's right, she's the one and only Maya Angelou. Ready for question four? This poet's uncle's life was saved by doctors at St. Vincent's Hospital, leading her mother to add it to her name. Who is she? If you guessed Edna St. Vincent Millay, you're absolutely right. And now question five. Alfred White found all things bright and beautiful as a veterinarian, but wrote under a different name. What was it? Yes, the answer is James Herriot. Now let's steer into our final round. The category? The political life. Question one. Proverbially indicating one's candidacy is referred to as throwing one's hat where? The answer is in the ring. That's right. If you throw your hat in the ring, you're officially a candidate. Next up, question two. An office holder serving during the interval before a successor takes over is known as one of these limping birds. Any guesses? Bingo, the answer is lame duck. Here's question three. From the Latin for to be away, this type of ballot represents a vote cast by mail, not at a polling place. Can you name it? Exactly. The answer is an absentee ballot. On to question four. What's the term for the speech at a convention that outlines the main issues and sets the tone? That's right, it's a keynote speech. And finally, question five. Derived from the Latin for grow together, this term describes an alliance of different groups for a specific cause. What's the term? Yes, indeed. The answer is a coalition. And that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Instant Trivia Podcast. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for another batch of brain-tickling trivia.